CD4.
What are you best at, then? Snapped Anagramma. Tiffany, her mind still full of sheep, spoke without thinking. Soft Nellies, she said. It's a sheep cheese. It's quite hard to make. She looked around at the circle of blank faces and felt embarrassment rise inside her like hot jelly. Anagramma meant, what magic can you do best? Said Petulia kindly. Although Soft Nellies is good, said Anagramma with a cruel little smile. One or two of the girls gave that little snort that meant they were trying not to laugh out loud, but didn't mind showing that they were trying. Tiffany looked down at her boots again. I don't know, she mumbled. But I did throw the Queen of the Fairies out of my country. Really? Said Anagramma. The Queen of the Fairies, eh? How did you do that? I'm not sure. I just got angry with her. And it was hard to remember exactly what had happened that night. Tiffany recalled the anger, the terrible anger, and the world changing. She'd seen it clearer than a hawk sees, heard it better than a dog hears, felt its age beneath her feet, felt the hills still living, and she remembered thinking that no one could do this for long and still be human. "Well, you've got the right boots for stamping your foot," said Anagramma. There were a few more half-concealed giggles. "A queen of the fairies," she added. "I'm sure you did. Well, it helps to dream." "I don't tell lies," mumbled Tiffany, but no one was listening. Sullen and upset, she watched the girls open the corners and summon the circle, unless she'd got that the wrong way round. This went on for some time. It would have gone better if they'd all been sure what to do, but it was probably hard to know what to do when Anagramma was around, since she kept correcting everyone. She was standing with a big book open in her arms. "Now, you, Gertruda, go Widdershins. No, that's the other way round. I must have told you literally 1,000 times. And Lulu, where's Lulu? Well, you shouldn't have been there. Get the shriven chalice. Not that one. No, the one without handles. Yes. Harrietta, hold the wand of the air a bit higher. I mean, it must be in the air, do you understand? And for goodness sake, Petulia, please try to look a little bit more stately, will you? I appreciate it doesn't come naturally to you, but you might at least show you're making an effort. By the way, I've been meaning to tell you, no invocation ever written starts with unless I'm very much mistaken. Harrietta, is that the Cauldron of the Sea? Does it even look like a Cauldron of the Sea? I don't think so, do you? What was that noise? The girls looked down. Then someone mumbled, Them dimity trod on the circlet of infinity, Anagramma. Not the one with the genuine seed pearls on it, said Anagramma in a tight little voice. Yes, said Petulia, but I'm sure she's very sorry. Shall I make a cup of tea? The book slammed shut. What is the point? Said Anagramma to the world in general. What is the point? Do you want to spend the rest of your lives as village witches, curing boils and warts for a cup of tea and a biscuit? Well, do you? There was a shuffling among the huddled witches and a general murmur of no Anagramma. You did all read Mrs. Earwig's book, didn't you? She demanded. Well, did you? Petulia raised a hand nervously. She began. Petulia, I've told you literally 1,000,000 times not to start every single sentence with haven't I? Said Petulia, trembling with nervousness. Just speak up, for goodness sake, don't hesitate all the time. Petulia? Really, you might make an effort. Honestly, I don't know what's the matter with all of you. I do, Tiffany thought. You're like a dog worrying sheep all the time. You don't give them time to obey you, and you don't let them know when they've done things right. You just keep barking. Petulia had lapsed into tongue-tied silence. Anagramma put the book down on the log. Well, we've completely lost the moment, she said. We may as well have that cup of tea, Petulia. Do hurry up. Petulia, relieved, grabbed the kettle. People relaxed a little. Tiffany looked at the cover of the book. It read, The Higher Magic, by Lettice Earwig, Witch. Magic with a K, she said aloud. Magic k-k-k. That's deliberate, said Anagramma coldly. Mrs. Earwig says that if we are to make any progress at all, we must distinguish the higher magic from the everyday sort. The everyday